With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump in Scotland for key talks with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and Ursula von der Leyen, the European Commission President. Those discussions slated for early Sunday morning. Arriving in Scotland, the president took time to speak with the reporters about the problem of illegal immigration.
You're allowing it to happen to your countries, and you got to stop this horrible invasion that's happening to Europe, many countries in Europe. Some people, some leaders have not let it happen. And they're not getting the proper credit they should. I could name them to you right now, but I'm not going to embarrass the other ones.
A grenade is missing from the scene of that blast that killed three Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies. Authorities say the explosion last week in a Sheriff's Department training facility killed three experienced deputies on the arson and explosives team. They were working on two grenades. Major scam in the National Football League.
The NFL is fining about 100 players and two dozen club employees for violating league policy by selling Super Bowl tickets for above face value. A person with knowledge of the details tells the Associated Press. The person said the players who resold their tickets will have to pay a fine of 1.5 times the face value they paid. They also won't be permitted to buy tickets for the next two Super Bowls unless they are playing in the game. Club employees who violated the policy will be fined 2 times face value. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
China's reliance on exports for economic growth will be a key topic in Washington-Beijing trade talks this coming week in Stockholm. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says he hopes to address China's excess export capacity. This is SRN News. Something new from Planned Parenthood.
The nation's largest abortion business is heavily into sexual education, seeking to influence the way public schools teach the subject. Planned Parenthood is now offering a program for teachers to learn how to teach sex ed called Sex Ed to Go. And amongst its most troubling assertions is that, quote, children are sexual from birth. This discredited idea denies scientific fact and has been employed by some to argue for the decriminalization of pedophilia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
UN expressing renewed concern about the Taliban's arrest of Afghan women and girls for their failure to comply with the authorities' Islamic dress code. In 2022, the Taliban issued a decree calling for all women, even Christians, to show only their eyes and recommending they wear head-to-toe burqa when they're out in public. This is SRN News. The Kennedy Center's famed opera house could be renamed to honor the First Lady.
House Republicans on the Appropriations Committee approved an amendment to the Interior, Environment, and Related Agencies' annual spending bill that would rename the opera house in the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts the First Lady Melania Trump Opera House. The panel voted 33-25 Tuesday to approve the amendment. The push to pay homage to the First Lady came months after President Trump overhauled the Kennedy Center's board and named himself as its chair after accusing the performing arts institution of being too woke. The Opera House is the second largest theater at the Kennedy Center and often hosts its headline performances. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Michigan has become a leader in safe drinking water after the Flint crisis, but now mobile home parks remain a rough spot. Regulators say they have little power over unlicensed parks if the owners of those parks fail to provide safe water. More details at srnnews.com.